Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Mzala, no, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari, ukunuga kamnandi. And we're like, but where you been though? Here opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal, inspired by seven colors, is something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Svokuzi. Once again, I'm back on air. Just a little bit of a glimpse. We're going to have a super duper show. Trust, it's going to be worth it. We're into already 17 minutes into the hour. But yeah, I promise you that we're going to have a super awesome show. I already have my guests on in studio with me. And yeah, we're going to be enjoying ourselves. And they're going to be joining me. And you know, we're going to be unpacking all about what's happening within the entertainment space. In South Africa, I have my boy Kit Tinny. We're going to be spending some time just to find a little bit more about himself, what he's been up to, where did he start with his journey, and he's going to tell us some of the latest stuff that he's going to be doing. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. This is the Unplugged Radio Show every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m. every week, and this is where the shortest hour of the week.
CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is the Unplugged Radio Show. This is your boy, Svokuzi. We're going to be with you up until 4 o'clock. I have my boy, Kit Tinny, in the studio, and we're going to go straight into him. We're not going to waste any time because this is what we're anxious about. This is what we want to find out about Kit Tinny, who's coming all the way from Ambitious Entertainment. I know that he's producing, I mean, he's taking out some great music so far. He's in the hip-hop space, and yeah, if you want to find out more, just stay tuned in into the Unplugged Radio Show. What's up, my boy, Kit Tinny?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm a bit shaky, you know.
What's going on? Relax. We're just chatting, right? It's just a conversation, right?
Yeah, it is a conversation.
Yeah, we're just talking. How you doing? You nice?
I'm nice.
Shout out to everybody listening.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nah, it's not a problem, my guy. I mean, we've been wanting to have you in studio, and we're privileged to be able to have you. And thank you for coming through.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Kit Tinny. We want to find out Kit Tinny. Who is Kit Tinny? Where does he come from?
Snap. Kit Tinny is a rapper from, okay, maybe not just a rapper, just like an all-round artist from, all-round creative from Butterworth. The 496, shout out to the 496. I'm just, you know, out here trying to make this dream work, man. You know what I mean? I'm here courtesy of Ambitious Entertainment. I signed to them like a couple months back, and you know, we just putting in work, man. We just putting in work. We're trying to make it work.
That's proper, man. Yeah. What I mean, I'm sure people have been seeing your name, you know, popping up, and we've been seeing you. Obviously, you've released some nice videos lately.
Thank you.
And but what we want to find out is that where did the whole passion and where did this whole rapping thing start from way back? You know, just take us through the journey from you wanting to having a dream to become a rapper, where you are today. Because I'm sure everything didn't happen just over one day.
Yeah, definitely not. It's crazy because it's been 10 whole years since I decided I want to rap, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because in the music spaces, my peers and I are referred to as youngins or whatever, but sometimes we've been doing it longer than a lot of the people who are hot right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, hey man, I was 10 years old and I heard my brother's demo or mixtape or whatever, because he used to rap back in the cut, and you know, I just got inspired. Wow. Yeah. I just got inspired, and you know, since then he's done his best to make, you know, resources available to me, and he's helped me, you know, realize my dream, and he's the reason why I started this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Is he still part of your progress right now?
Yes, definitely. I'm still working with tenism.com. Shout out to Jay Small. Shout out to my big brother Miso. We're still working together. It's still gonna be a lot of work together. That's family.
And now just tell us. And I mean, I know that within the space that you're at, things don't just flow easily, and it takes a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for people to get to where you are at. What are some of the challenges that you have faced, and how did you manage to overcome it?
It's crazy because I think I got a chance to learn, because when I was signed to tenism.com is an independent label, so we didn't have half the resources that, you know, the bigger artists had, you know. Yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. And during that time, it taught me a lot, you know what I mean, in terms of the talent alone not being enough, You know what I mean? You need to know more than just how to rap or just be talented to stand out. You know, to make your print in the game, you need more than just that. And, you know, hey, man, it's been hard. It's like things like getting on radio, getting on TV, trying to, you know, I'm a high school kid. I don't even know how it works. I'm fresh off the Eastern Cape. You know what I'm saying? I get here and I'm like, damn. So this is how this moves. This is the pace we're moving at. And, you know, it just, yeah, it showed me a lot, man, from performances, from, you know, preparing, from making a song, from, you know, those are the things that I had to learn on the go. And they were challenging at first, but now I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And now, Tommy, in terms of people that you've looked up to, which are some of the South African icons that you've looked up to that have inspired you to be where you are today?
Oh, damn, it's a lot. I could go on forever. Ginger Trail, definitely. Ginger Trail was signed to my brother's label at the time, tenism.com. So, like, I just kind of looked up to him in terms of, you know, bars and rap. And he kind of taught me, showed me the ropes and whatever. And, yeah, that's the closest one to home. But as in the game as a whole right now, I think Casper's killing it right now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Questa is killing it right now, and those are the people that I also like watch and admire their moves and whatever. They inspire me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. it's those type of people, yeah.
Now if you haven't really been aware, the Unplugged Radio Show is all about inspiration. You know, we look at what it is that young people are doing out there that is unique and that is outstanding.
Yeah.
And we're all about inspiration and trying to motivate young people out there to, you know, to really challenge their circumstances and not to look at what's happening around them to prevent them from reaching their goals and dreams.
Word.
And you know, we're always trying to pass on a message of like, overlook your current circumstances. Always have motivation, you know. Always have that something that's going to always push you every single day to get closer to your dream. But what I want to find out right now, what is it that you apply to your life every single day? I mean, being a rapper is nothing that is easy. I mean, we always see you guys producing albums or you produce singles and we think that, you know what, maybe you do it in, you know, in one day in studio.
Yeah.
But you know, it takes a lot of time and effort to think about lyrics. What are the type of stories that you want to tell out there? You know, what is it that you apply into your life to make sure that each and every single day you are on your toes?
Just work. Actually, I think, you know, my confidence comes from my preparation. You know what I'm saying? If I just put in the hours, I spend enough time, you know, nurturing my craft, I think, you know, it'll work out. And that goes for everybody. I mean, it doesn't even have to be rap. It could be anything. It could be school. It could be, you know, work, jobs, or 9-to-5 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you just put in the hours, I think, you know, you're bound to see the fruits of your labor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I apply to my whole being right now. That's how I get my zone. That's how I feel. That's the energy I carry when I get into studio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I just have fun with it also. You know what I mean? It's not always so serious. That's the nice thing about making music is that sometimes it's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just a mood. Sometimes you just, you know, it's a canvas. You can just put whatever you want on it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If it sounds good, dope.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then let's do the next one.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. That's how I feel about it. Yeah.
That's really dope. I mean, we all know that obviously you guys as hip hop rappers and all of that, you always try to tell a story through your music.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that element of what it is that you want to take out there, especially trying something that's going to uplift people's minds, uplift young people's minds, you know, to think differently and to stay motivated.
Yeah.
Through your music, what is it that you try sort of, what kind of a message that you try and get out there?
So I dropped two singles already. One is called Begezela and one is called Imali, right? And both of these singles are under Ambitious Entertainment. You know, as soon as I signed, that's the joint. Well, it was New School Bully, then Begezela, then Imali. And both those songs speak about, you know, just it motivates, you know, the kid who doesn't want to get up from bed in the morning because, you know, there's just so much on your shoulders, you know what I'm saying?
It's
that's how it is. I feel like with us, it's important that we you know, tell those stories, because there's kids out there who will relate to them somehow. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I try to leave my heart in a song. I try to leave my soul in a song. I try to, you know, relate to the people as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes relating to the people might not be the cool thing to do, but I mean, it doesn't have to be cool to be the truth. You know what I'm saying?
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
So, hey man, yeah, that's just how it go.
That's proper, that's man. That's proper. Kid Tinny, you know, we were together the other day at the Silver Star Casino.
Yeah,
and we're having some fun alongside with some of the boys. You know,
you were having a lot of fun. I ain't gonna say much, but
yeah, man, it was a great time out there with all. I mean, shout out to my boy Maraza. Yeah. We had a good time at Silver Star
Casino.
Shout out
to the boys.
You know, but yeah, I mean, what are some of the new things that people might have to look out for? You know, in terms of your career and what you want to do in the future.
Hey man, right now we're working on the album. That's the one thing I'm focused on right now. That's where my heart is right now. Expect fire. Expect timeless music. Music you could play after, you know, the waves have come and go. Music that will play 10 years from now and people will still be like, yo, I could relate. I resonate with that. You know what I'm saying? So next year, 2018, we dropping the album. It's gonna be fire. It's gonna be crazy. And yo, also, it's no telling where I could take it, man. I feel like right now I'm in such a good space creatively that it ain't no telling where I could take it. It could be anything. So it's gonna be a lot of surprises in there. It's gonna be a lot of surprises.
Oh, that's proper, man. I mean, yeah. We're looking forward to your music, man. And again, I mean, the whole point of us having you in studio is just to find out more about Kid Tinny. Who is he? What is he all about?
Yeah.
And all of that. You said you're from Butterworth, right?
Butterworth, 496 Eastern Cape. What up?
Yeah. I thought you're from Durban.
Nah. What?
Yeah.
Nah. I just like work with a lot of, you know, Durban niggas. You know, really the. Some of the artists out there, Ambitious, a lot of them are from Durban, your Chavas, your, you know, the whole crew, you know what I'm saying? Most of the people out there are from there, so
yeah.
I work with a lot of them. I'm familiar with the Zulu ways a bit, you know, I'm not all the way in, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I have an idea, but I hail from Eastern Cape, Butterworth.
Yeah.
Very small town, not much going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people there are, you know, really supporting. And the people there are just good people, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, the support is so real. So,
yeah,
shout out to the 496. I'm out here repping Butterworth, Eastern Cape.
Yeah, man. What I want to find out as well is that in terms of the hip-hop scene and the climate that we are at in South Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at people like... you know, Casper Nyovest trying to break in through internationally and all of that. But in terms of the gap between you guys who you just referred to as the youngins and the legends, the people that have been in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
In terms of the gap between the two of you guys, what is it that you can say? Are the guys that are ahead of you or the guys that have been here longer than you guys, you know, reaching out with the helping hand, or are they blocking you guys? What is the climate? What is the gap between you know?
It's crazy. It fluctuates, man.
Yeah.
Because you'll find a couple people who will be willing to help and, like, without any malicious intent. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who you know, have helped me as a youngin coming up, you know, in terms of learning and whatever. But also, there's always going to be gatekeepers, man. You know, there's always going to be the guy who can give you a shot but won't just because. You know what I mean? But it's you just take that in your stride, man. You just take it and learn from it. It's not going to be cream and roses the whole way. There's no way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, yeah, but in terms of the guys who are killing it right now, I respect them. You know, they really putting our country on. And yeah, I hope, you know, I get to that level too. Well, soon.
All
very
right.
Soon.
All right. All right. Now we're gonna find out a little bit more about Kid Tinny. But yeah, this is the Unplugged Radio Show between 3 and 4 PM every Thursdays on Cliff Central. This is your boy Smoke Kuzi, and we're gonna find out some more about Kid Tinny. What is he all about? What is he doing? What we can look forward to. But yeah, stay tuned and don't go anywhere. CliffCentral.com. This is the Unplugged Radio Show. You with your boy Smoke Kuzi. We're still in studio. It's 35 minutes. Into the hour of 3 o'clock. I'm still in studio with Kid Tinny, and we're having a chat with him. Yeah, yo, my boy, are you still with me?
Mr. Lauchi, man, you still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Swear.
Yeah, man, thank you so much again to come through into the studio. This is the Unplugged Radio Show. If you want to actually get in touch with us, you can actually get in touch with us on social media and hashtag the Unplugged Radio Show and tag at Cliff Central. Or you can also, as you tweet, you can also tag myself at Spokuzi on Twitter and Instagram. So yeah, if you want to join the conversation, want to ask anything to Kid Tinny, please do that and I'll make sure that I do read them live on air. Or you can actually touch us on WhatsApp at 0797482090. It's 0797482090. So anything that you want to ask and you feel interested and you want to hear from Kid Tinny, go ahead and send us those messages. Yeah, man, we want to continue with the interview. Are you good, my brother?
I'm cool, man.
Yeah, cool, man.
I'm just chilling.
Look, I was actually looking at some of your music and I actually think that it's really, really, really dope.
Thank you, man.
And you know, your talent is actually, you know, you're right up there with the guys that are doing it.
Thank you. You know, I really appreciate
and
that.
And I think, you know, when I look at Ambitious Entertainment and what it is that you guys are producing, you actually produce some really great stuff. And yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the big
shout out to the 18.
Yeah, man, the big cats are. I'm sure they're feeling the heat from you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But you know what I want to find out from you in terms of your brand and all of that. What is it that you hope to achieve through Kid Tinny as a brand going forward from now and into the future?
Hey man, I'm just trying to be the greatest. I know that sound cliche and whatever, but it's the truth, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to be noticed amongst, you know, the GOATs, the greatest, you know what I mean? I just want to leave a stamp. I want to leave a legacy. I want people to have something to remember me by, you know what I mean? And yeah, man, I'm just trying to conquer. Yeah.
Yeah, now in terms of your music career, is there any other career that you maybe had wanted to go into, or was music something that you had wanted to do from the onset going forward?
From the jump, I low-key knew. I told everybody something else, but I low-key knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very grateful to God that, you know, he's made it possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's just the ball is on my court. I just had to shoot it. I just had to make it work.
Yeah. Do you see yourself being, I mean, I just saw that recently there were the Hip Hop Music Awards. Do you see yourself being part of the nominees maybe next year?
Shit, maybe. I don't know, actually. I'm so not clued up on what was going on. I remember I was there last year. They had me on last year. But, you know, that was before the move and whatever. And it was based off a mixtape. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So after I drop the album, I'm pretty sure we might have.
That's proper. That's proper, man. That's great. Look, man, I mean, I was looking at some of the youngins, the youngins as inverted commas, and I was looking at people like Aries, and I know that he was with Ambitious Entertainment.
Yeah.
What do you have to say in terms of, you know, some of the stuff that he's producing lately?
I'm not the greatest guy to ask that.
Yeah.
Because I don't listen to his music. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. so you don't draw some inspiration from fellow rappers in South Africa?
I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. I'm just saying specifically that one person I do not really care.
All right. I hear you. I'm not gonna dwell on it in terms of, you know, the inner detail and everything.
That's fine.
You know, but I mean, it's great music that everybody that is producing, and you know, you also being amongst the guys that are actually, you know, changing the climate of the rap game in South Africa.
Yeah.
In terms of the females, you know, what do you got to say in terms of females entering the rap game? Because I know, people like Nadia Nakai.
Yeah.
You know, they're still around.
Yeah.
And you see people like Gigi LaMaine still around. What are you going to say in terms of the feminine side of the rap game in South Africa?
I think it's hot.
Is it?
Yo, man, I think, you know, the ladies are really holding it down. You know what I'm saying? It's so dope to watch, you know, a beautiful artist, and you can actually follow what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? In terms of raps, like, they're really good at what they do. It's not just about, you know, the booty or, you know, the fleek eyebrows or whatever. They really rap. So I'm happy about that. I like that. I really, really like it. Yeah.
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 And which female would you like to collaborate with in the future?
Rapper?
Yeah. Even if it's not a rapper.
Braga. Yeah. Nadia. I think Nadia could get the work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Nadia, hit me up. Stop playing. Stop playing.
I'm sure she would. I'm sure she would. She wouldn't decline your request.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, if there's something that you know, internationally, who are some of one of your, you know, favorite artists and people that you look up to?
Man. Sheesh. Is this local?
It's internationally.
International.
Yeah.
Okay. I listen to a lot of Cole, J. Cole. I listen to a lot of Kendrick, a lot of Drake. I listen to a lot of Travis, Migos. Like, I'm just really, like, listening to everything that's out there, because, like, I can't really be ignorant to any new sound that comes out, you know what I'm saying? I try my hardest to try and stay ahead of the wave, you know what I mean? So I'm always listening to, like, new music and, you know, what's hot out there. So it's not like specific people that I listen to, like, holistically, like, it's just like everything that's hot, everything that's bumping, everything that's a wave, I'll probably be on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's proper. I mean, just to get you guys' minds just tick-tocking a little bit, I'm gonna play a bit of motivation, something that's gonna keep your mind thinking, because we're all about inspiration on the Unplugged Radio Show. Every single week, we try to give you the best of what we have and what we have planned for you. A jam-packed show that always gives you that extra push and motivation to make sure that whatever that you want to reach out to or your goals, you can reach them with a little bit more of a push. But yeah, here's something for you to listen to.
I found that most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. I found that most people fail in life because they do what I did for most of my life: aim too low and hit. And many aim, but never aim at all. Now I want you to think about your social contribution. What would be different because you showed up? Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. It's hard to make a radical change in your behavior. It's hard to take ownership. It's hard to swallow the bitter pill that wherever you find yourself, at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. As hard. You don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. You have to create an achiever's mindset, not you have to create that yourself. My favorite book says, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what you're doing right now is an indication of what's most important. As you begin to invest in yourself, setting aside a time to be here. And so it's very important that you look at the people that's in your circle and begin to understand, are you growing mentally and emotionally and spiritually and professionally? Are they an asset to you or a liability to you? Yeah, see, one of the things about life, you're going to get hurt. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fail your way to success. But you got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to push yourself. You got to be willing to challenge yourself by putting yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. And so the things happen in life. When you have goals and dreams, things happen. So as you look at yourself and look at your goals, setting aside time every day to work on your mindset, to expand your vision of what's possible for you. There's times in your life when things are going to happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold. And you might have to reinvent yourself. The wealthiest place on the planet is not in the Far East where there's oil on the ground. It's not in South Africa where there are diamond mines. It's that the wealthiest place on the planet is the cemetery. There you see potential never realized. There you find books never written. There you find ideas never acted on. But imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams the ideas, the abilities, the talent given to you by life, but you, for whatever reason, you never pursued those dreams. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those gifts. You never used those talents. And there they are staring at you as you're lying on your bed with large, angry eyes saying, "We came to you. And only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever." And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what talents, what abilities, what gifts, what ideas would die with you? So as you look at yourself, not only must we begin to upgrade our relationships, but the other thing is, as you look at your goals and look at your dreams, write this down. You will fail your way to success. See, 85% of people allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed. You're going to make some mistakes, and it's okay. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing badly. It's worth doing right if you know how to do it, but if you don't know how to do it, it's worth doing badly until you get it right. You have to be willing to experiment with life. I've done a variety of things, and I had absolutely no idea I had the ability to do those things. Here's what I can say about you, and I don't even know you. You've got greatness within you, but you will not discover your greatness in your comfort zone. You've got to be willing to get outside of your comfort zone, because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. And most people, they go to their graves with their greatness still in them. And so as you think about your goals and dreams, I'm suggesting that you set aside time every day, if you're not doing it already, reading 10 to 15 pages of something positive every day, listening to audio programs, investing in yourself to expand your mind for what is possible, to develop a spirit of optimism. It says you look at yourself and look at your goals. There's some things that you can do when you challenge yourself, when you go outside your comfort zone. There are things that will come in the direction of your life that you can't even begin to imagine, that you're going to begin to evolve and go to new levels that will amaze you. And I tell you these things not to impress you, but to impress upon you. You have something special. You have greatness within you. You have the ability to do more than you can ever begin to imagine. And so what I'm suggesting that you do is to stretch yourself.
Yes, this is the Unplugged Radio Show. It's 48 minutes past 3 o'clock. Yes, with your boy Smoke Kuzi. I have Kittini in studio. And yeah, man, we're continuing with the show. I'm going to test you a little bit, Kittini.
Oh, man.
I'm going to test your knowledge about South Africa.
Ooh.
If you say that you're probably South African, you're going to be able to answer.
That is a lot of pressure. That is a lot of pressure. I don't know how I feel about this game.
Nah, don't panic. It's something that I'm sure, even if it makes you think, it's not going to make that hectic. But right, yeah, cool. Man, it's a couple of questions, just a quiz, just to find out how aware you are in terms of the country that you live in.
Yeah.
Is everything only about rap, music, and performances, or are you aware of what's happening within your country?
Hey, man, it actually is about the music.
Yeah?
I'm not even going front, but let's go.
Yeah? All right, cool. The first question is, do you know what Soweto stands for?
Snap. Soweto. My God. I think you might need to help me with that one.
Yeah. Well, here it has it. Okay, are you going to try anything before I tell you what's the answer?
Soweto. I'm guessing it has something to do with the South or something.
Yeah?
Yeah, it should have. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. What does it stand for?
It stands for South African Western Township.
South African Western Township.
Yep.
Get it right. You heard it here first. Okay, maybe not first, but yeah.
All right. The second question that I want to ask you. The mountain is one of the most popular places for tourists in South Africa. Can you name it?
Oh, Table Mountain or...
Yeah, you got it right.
Lit.
All right.
I got one.
Yeah, man. And the third one is, this game park is the largest in South Africa. What is it?
Ooh, Kruger National Park?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I'm lit.
You're correct.
I'm lit.
Yeah, you see, it's not bad after all.
Yeah.
But anyway, the next one is, Nelson Mandela spent 18 years imprisoned on this infamous island.
Robben Island. Yeah. Come on, everybody know that, though.
Yeah?
Everybody know that.
All right, and then the last question that I'm going to test you with is that, What animal is Boulder's Beach famous for having? Ooh. What animal is Boulder's Beach?
Boulder's Beach
famous for having?
I don't know. Poodles. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Nope.
Sharks.
Nope.
You talking about the beach, right?
Yeah.
So it must be like an like a fish or some shit, right?
No, the answer is penguins.
Penguins. Yep. Penguins. I was close though. Yeah. Come on, I said fish. Close yeah, enough.
Man. But anyway, your knowledge about South Africa isn't that bad.
Yeah, word. Thank you.
Which is your you know, your favorite holiday destination in the country?
Oh, I really like Durban. I really like Durban. I think I would have said Cape Town, but I ain't been there.
Yeah.
I really would like to go see Cape Town, but Durban is pretty chill too. What yeah. you know about having a beach in your backyard?
Yeah.
What you know about that? It's like, I think it's lit. I think the whole place, you know, the people, the energy, like even the air out there is different. You know, you can just like smell. It's moist, you know, like.
Yeah,
it's hella humid.
But Eastern Cape, it has some beaches. Haven't you spent some
time? Yeah, of course. I lived in the Eastern Cape for most of my life, bro. Yeah. So East London, places like Mtata, PE, mm-hmm. you know, Port St. John's, like yeah. all those places. Like,
yeah.
Well, all those places don't have beaches, but I'm just saying, I'm just mentioning like the places I've been to out there, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a really nice vibe. It's a really nice vibe.
All right,
Durban now, is the place. Definitely.
Now, what I want to find out in terms of obviously you being a rapper,
yeah.
Do you read any books?
I used to, but now, yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore. So, yeah. where do you draw your?
But I'm always reading something though. I feel like. Yo, everybody reads. We on our phones for most of the time, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. there's always some kind of information out there. So I think that counts.
Yeah.
Please don't judge me.
Yeah. So yeah. So in terms of drawing inspiration, what kind of content do you read and that keeps your mind going?
Do lyrics count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read a lot of lyrics. Okay. Like not just my own, but like songs mm-hmm. and you know, like just like whenever I feel like something is going over my head,
yeah.
I make it a point to go find out about it,
yeah.
so that I can be right, you know. And if I want to use it, the context I want to use it in, I always just, you know, try and make it,
yeah,
make sure that I'm not talking out my ass or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but I want to ask something. We're nearing the end of the show. What I want to know is that is it possible for you to give us a snippet of Kid Tinny? Anything that can come from your mind.
Okay, I'll give you a couple bars.
All right. Tell me when you're
ready. Go. Sound mine. That's what it sound like. If it don't sound right, skip and play with the crowd like. See, I'm the proud type. Choose the rail over crowd hype. I'm steady trying to reach for the peak, so lately I'm out of sight. Careful, don't test them. You might just get rocked. You might just get got. I'd bet it on my life on the slots. Told you shorty, I got her fit and I'm more than equipped. See, I'm something like a plumber when I'm piping a twat. Look, I like to pick and choose. Bro, disapprove. Four bros screaming on call, so I give it to them. Light shit. Niggas knew I'm nice with the clinical. Tight scripts and I'm enlightening. Pikachu. Ah, you can hold on.
Yo, man. Yo, man. What up? Shout out to you.
Y'all need to be up for that album. I'm going to have plenty verses. Is over there. It's gonna be crazy.
All right,
it's
that's dope, nuts. Man. That's Kid Tinny. Are there any last words? Yo, man, we're reaching the end of the show. And is there any words of encouragement, motivation that you have for the young people out there? Even if it's not young people, but for the people out there, you know, who either wish to be rappers and you know, be involved in the entertainment industry like you do, or any kind of motivation for people, you know, because there's a lot of negativity out there. So any words of wisdom that you want to leave as we wrap up the show?
Hey man, just keep working. Anybody who needs to hear this, just keep working. Like I feel like there's a lot of times where I felt like I was getting to the point of breaking and just, you know, like forgetting this whole thing. But you know, if you keep working and you keep putting in your time and effort into something, it will happen, man. It will really happen. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out my video on an ambitious YouTube page. You could also check out my website, kidtinny.co.za. And I got the video out, Imali's out, New School Bullies out there.
Yeah.
What else? UKSC, shout out to Miss Pro is out there.
That's
what else? What else? What else we got? Is that it? Yeah, it's a couple more. It's still going to be crazy. But yeah, look out for those.
That's proper, man. And then where can the people find you on social media?
Hit me up at Kidtini. That's KIDTINI on all media platforms.
Yep.
Yeah, social media platforms.
That's proper. Kidtini, thank you so much, my brother, for coming through.
Thank you,
it's
man.
It's been an awesome, awesome show. And I'm sure we're going to have another proper, awesome show in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to make sure that obviously I follow up on your footsteps and what it is that as you go up the ladder.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, man, for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kidtini on the Unplugged Radio Show. This is Smoke Quizzy. Holding it down between 3 and 4 o'clock. We're going to be back here again next week, Thursday. Make sure that you do get the podcast. You go into the www.cliffcentral.com. You can also check out the podcast that I'm going to be tweeting on my social media platform, which is at SportQuizzy on Twitter, at SportQuizzy on Instagram. You can check out all the images, you know, the photos that we've been taking in studio. And yeah, man, just continue to support us. Don't forget to hashtag the Unplugged Radio Show. And yeah, man, thank you so much for listening through. Catch us once again next week, same time, same place. CliffCentral.com.